In today's gospel, we read the scene, a beautiful scene, in which our Lord, in the midst of his passion, was brought before the supreme high priest. And he had had enough, the high priest did. He had heard all of the different accusations that the soldiers and the Jews had against our Lord. None of them met up. They didn't make sense. So the priest had enough. He wanted more than anything just to condemn our Lord. He had a great hatred for our Lord and was filled with envy. So he cut to the chase and he looked at our Lord and he said, "Are you the Son of God or not?" And our Lord, being truth itself, answered boldly, "That I am." Then it says the soldiers came, and after the high priest had ripped apart his vestments and said he is guilty of blasphemy, they all began blindfolding him, slapping him, it says, with the palms of their hands, spitting upon him. And that was a suffering for our Lord often. Think of it, being spat upon by his own creatures. After he was crowned with thorns, he was mocked by several, I think some of them say up to 600 soldiers came and mocked him as a king, all of them spitting on him so that his face was just drenched in spittle, the beautiful face of our blessed Lord. But we think of this scene and how they really do disfigure, blaspheme the holy face. It's our job to make up for those sins that were committed in the Passion, as well as the sins that we ourselves and all of God's creation, mankind that is, commit even today. But as we look through the Passion, I was thinking of this as we prayed the rosary before Mass. The Holy Face is truly a source of three things, really. One is sorrow, contrition for sin. And that is, imagine when Our Lady met her divine Son as he was trudging up Calvary with the cross on his shoulder, and their eyes met. What sorrow pierced Our Lady's heart. Now, of course, there was no contrition for sin because she was the sinless one. She had no need to be sorry for anything that she had done. She was perfectly innocent. But when we look at the Holy Face and we contemplate it, it should cause sorrow for sins. We did that. That is not just some pious thought. We caused those injuries on our Lord's sacred face. The second thing it does is it brings compassion when we see our Lord suffering. We think of Saint Veronica, how bold she was, that in the midst of all of this turmoil, in the middle of a mob, this young woman, with no weapons, no man there to protect her either, she walks into this mob when our Lord had fallen and has the courage, the bravery, to take her veil and wipe our Lord's sacred face. To have compassion for our Lord in his sufferings is a great thing for the spiritual life. Tell him how sorry you are that we have made him suffer. But it is a source also of courage. As we go through this Lent, we all have the tendency, well, it's the night before or the morning of, to complain. But after we receive our blessed ashes, we find some sort of courage from those sacramentals. And then quickly, we'll begin to lose that courage. But we should look to the Holy Face. I think of Simon of Cyrene. When he came in the Passion, and he was pulled out of the crowd to help our Lord carry his cross, he fought against it. He didn't want to do it. But as soon as, and you see it in the movie, The Passion of Christ, after a while, he's helping our Lord carry the cross, he looks right into the face of our Lord. And that's when he gets the strength. And when our Lord can no longer walk on his own, Simon of Cyrene finds the courage to pick up the cross and our blessed Lord and carry them up Calvary. The Holy Face is a devotion for us for this Lent. And again, as to sum up, it is a source of sorrow for our sins, of great compassion, and of much strength. Whenever you feel like you're sort of fading out of the Lenten spirit, look at the Holy Face and meditate, even just a few minutes, on the sufferings of our blessed Lord. God bless you and have a very blessed Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.